And now it's time for StoryCorps Orlando. Florida's first Iranian-American elected official, Anna Eskamani, and her twin sister, Ida Eskamani, remember their late mother and talk about her passing when they were just 13 years old.
I'm a firm believer that death ends a life, but not a relationship. Like, I think my perception of mom has changed in the last 15 years compared to when we knew her as kids. She was so generous, a hard worker. You know, when I say I'm tired, it doesn't even matter because I know there's so many other folks that are tired every day and they don't get to really do what they love. And that was our mom. I mean, she just worked every day to support her family. And the moments she had at home with her kids is where she really wanted to be. So what do you remember about mom?
I remember when I shaved my legs when I was a kid because we're Iranian and Iranians can be hairy. We were bullied for being hairy, right?
Yeah.
And so I remember I was bullied. I cried at school. I felt really low about myself. And I decided I was just going to shave my legs and did not tell mom about it. She noticed, of course, because moms notice things like that. And she asked me, Ida June, why did you do that? Did you do that for yourself or did you do that for somebody else? And I said, I did this for other people. And she said, don't do anything for anybody else. Do it for yourself. And I grew my hair back out. And I still shave my legs now as an adult, but I don't do it for anybody else. I do it for myself.
Yeah. So when she was really sick, we were just moving to our new house. And so she only spent a few nights in that house. She was, you know, very frail. Her complexion had changed. She didn't lose her hair. That strong, running hair doesn't go anywhere. She definitely was insecure about it. I remember she kept cutting her hair with the thought that if it was shorter, she wouldn't notice if she lost it. We were in her room, and she needed to throw up. And so I helped her get to the bathroom. Afterwards, she looked at the mirror and said, Anna John, I'm so ugly. And I just stood there with this towel in my hand, and I was like, no, you're not ugly. You're beautiful. I look back at that. It just breaks my heart every time because it doesn't matter how you look. I mean, she was such a beautiful person inside and out. But, you know, the fact that she just didn't, like, she just was so belittling to herself, you know, even illness. It's just, I never want anyone to say that about themselves, including, you know, us. After that is when she became more sick and things were coming towards the end of her life. Dad comes into the garage and says, Mom's blood pressure is dropping. We have to go to the hospital. I could not watch Mom die. I held her hand and I fell asleep next to her because the idea of listening to her last breaths was something I just like did not want to accept.
And I had to stay awake and watch and listen. And I counted the seconds between her breaths until she didn't have a breath anymore. And I remember walking out of the hospital and thinking, I can't live without her. And if she's not here, I can't live. That's how this works. But, you know, woke up the next morning and I was still there. And I actually had a really vivid dream of her that night, of her coming up and telling me it's going to be okay.
I'd had a dream too.
And I felt like this warm feeling. She was hugging me. And I carry that with me a lot.
It's interesting how she was so strong and brave and yet so much vulnerability. Yeah, I wish she was here to live the life that she really deserved.
Anna Eskamani and Ida Eskamani from the StoryCorps mobile booth in Orlando. Produced locally by Bill Johnson at WMFE. Find details and more stories at WMFE.org.